Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trenda Walsh, 90210 ref.
Oh,
is that from you, Miles?
Yep. I'm just seeing the title matrix at the moment.
Nice. Well, you are Miles. I am Jack. Yes, sir. And here are some of the things that are trending here this afternoon. The Lox vs. Dipset is trending because that is a recently announced versus, and I haven't really been paying that much attention to these versus, but I don't know. Does this one excite you?
No. I mean,
it seems pretty lopsided to me.
Yeah, a Dipset has more hits that people know, like as a group. The Lox, I mean, but personally, like, I'm a huge Jadakiss and Styles P fan. Chic Looch, not so much. Not that I dislike Chic, but I just, you know, his solo work didn't quite break through as maybe Jada's and Styles' stuff did. But I think, like, on Twitter, though, everyone's saying, like, this should be G-Unit versus Dipset, not Lox, the Lox versus Dipset. So, you know, I kind of agree. But, I mean, the Lox has had a really weird career. Like, if you really want to get into it, it's like, I mean, the deal that they had with Bad Boy was terrible. And that definitely set them back for a while. And then they had to go to Rough Riders, and then they did their own stuff. So hasn't been an easy road for those three.
Yeah, you were saying it should be Wu-Tang versus Dipset. And then Brian and I, super producer Brian and I, were saying that's too much. But Wu-Tang is like kind of too good. Would be too hard of a matchup. But we were trying to think of like the dream verses that would balance with Wu-Tang. Maybe Death Row, like Death Row versus Wu-Tang.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. I'll be so myopic in my Wu-Tang love that I'll be like, it'll beat everybody. but yeah, that would be, I mean, like, those are out. Like, because when you put out, again, individually, but then it's different, right? Like, Wu-Tang wasn't necessarily like a label like Death Row is, but, and it was a, you know, can you compare the two? If you're going to do that, I guess you'd have to start putting labels up against each other. But then I guess we're zooming out too far for this conversation.
Right.
But, right. All that to say is good luck to them. But I have a feeling, I don't know, how do New Yorkers feel like? Because I feel like I hear Desus and Mero talk about, I feel like they've hypothesized about this potential battle before. And they always, they're always going to say Dipset. You know, Dipset, they have, again, they have more hits. They have more hits. Like, if you're going purely off of, like, songs people know, they have more hits.
Just, if you're going off of songs people listen to and enjoy, you're going to...
What's your measure here?
However, if you're a The Lox fan, you know, then...
Things might be different.
Yeah.
Things might be different.
All right. Fleets, R.I.P., Their brief time by design, you know, in our timelines, and then
on Twitter, yeah,
in existence. Period. So Twitter had the it was like 3 years too late. They decided to do some tweets that would expire, disappear, and they introduced that fairly recently, and people were like, okay,
what? Huh? Like, we have so many other apps that have tried to, like, Instagram already ripped off Snapchat. What are we doing? We're going back to Slingshot on Facebook, that app from 2014. Where are we going with this?
Mm. Anyways, it's gone. Did you ever use it? I was trying to think of like what I would use it for. Like, what?
It was just confounding because I'm like, Instagram stories is this.
Right.
So, and that's the place to do that. Like, it's weird how, like, in my mind, that each platform is like siloed for the kind of content you have. I'm like, this is just for weird words, Twitter.
Yeah. Instagram Funky stories Instagram. Made sense because Instagram feeds were like people were felt like somewhat precious and like that there was pressure on like posting something. So, like, when stories came along, it was like, oh, yeah, I can just like throw disposable shit up there. And it's like, I can share a little bit more, whereas like Twitter, it's like there just like wasn't a version of Twitter that like demanded forgettableness. Twitter's already disposable, so it's not like people are like, oh, finally the pressure's off and I can just like drop these tweets that nobody's gonna give a shit about in a day. It's like, that's already Twitter, man. That's that's the whole ball game.
Yeah, and that's why like most people are like, give us an edit feature, you fucking idiots. And that's what people want more than fleets. But I don't know if people are going to do that. Whatever. I find myself slowly distancing myself from social media on some level out of in the name of self-preservation.
Yeah, I don't think I need the again because of the disposable thing. Like if you fuck up, if you misspell something, or if you're wrong, just delete your tweet. Like, why do people need the edit function?
I don't know. I think it's just because they don't want to delete stuff. I don't know. That's where I'm like, and I get it. You know, that's where it's tough because you get off a fire tweet and then you always see the thing. It's like, fuck, I had a typo in it. It's like, it went off anyway.
Yeah. People
got fine. It. Just, and also like, if you're going to be a parent about it, like, look, let that sting of failure help you, you know, do better in the future. You're just paying you're paying your tuition to the school of experience.
Now you're an idiot forever. Are you happy? Game four is trending. Game four of the finals, probably the most intriguing game to this point because now we have a Milwaukee Bucks victory to look back at, and we've seen what it looks like to have both teams kind of win convincingly. Game four was pretty, game three was pretty interesting because Giannis looked unstoppable various times.
Yeah.
It's like this could very well go in the direction that like, oh shit, Giannis just took it over, put the team on his back and they won in six. It could also go the direction of that was an aberration and, you know, the Suns win in five. I could see it going either way. I'd love it if it was like a back and forth and it goes to seven. We will see.
I would love to see a long, hard fought series. I don't want to see one. I don't want to see the Suns take it away. Not that I'm rooting against them, but just as now as a neutral watching, I'm like, yeah, I like seeing people just come out and be like, I must win. You know, people have so many different motivations in this final series to get finally get that chip. Yeah. It's just great to watch.
It's also like a thing when where the games aren't as fun to watch when the Bucks don't play well, because like the Bucks are kind of ugly when they're not in their like rhythm, like the game just like gets ugly and like kind of ground down, whereas like the Suns are always fun to watch, like even when they lose they're fun to watch. So like that's a reason that I like root for the Bucks. That isn't really fair. It's just like I just want to watch fun basketball, and like they're when they don't have their shit going, it's kind of boring, at least for sure. In this series. While we're on the subject of basketball teams not having their shit going, two in a row, two losses in a row in these tune-up games for USA basketball. So I kept reading these headlines, and I was like, oh, they must, like, nobody played, right? Like, I had heard Kevin Love played for the team, and I was like, oh, it must be, like, Kevin Love and equal or worse. that is playing on this team once I saw them start losing. Yo, it's Kevin Durant and Dame Lillard, and like the squad is stacked, and they're losing to Australia and Nigeria in these tune-up games. Not to go full Stephen A, but that is surprising. It's definitely a different sport than NBA basketball.
Yeah, I mean, and didn't the Nigeria team not have any pros on their team?
I don't know. I didn't even bother like looking at the lineup for the Nigeria and the Australia team, but yeah, it's, I mean, there's definitely something with, you know, teams that play together and like have some sort of chemistry, but you know, it's going to be wild if the US just goes out there with Kevin Durant and Dame Lillard and, you know, just a completely stacked squad, Bradley Beal, and like, just like doesn't even meddle. That would be wild.
You're going to look like, what was that? When did Larry Brown coach? Is that 04?
Yeah.
And that was an absolute disaster and harmed a few people's careers. But yeah, I mean, when you think about it, like with these national teams, like these, like especially like Australia, you know, like these guys, like you're saying, they've played together for a long time and they've played under FIBA rules and stuff. They know, like, they know how to play internationally very well. And yeah, like when you just get the soup, like the Avengers who like don't really aren't fully gelling together, it's not always going to be a blowout. But I don't know. I mean, I guess I'll
and they're playing a
preserve
sport
my like, panic for later.
Yeah. They're playing a different sport because the 3-point line's further in. Everything's more packed in. Really favors like, you know, basically shooting over everything. So I don't know. We'll see.
But whatever. I mean, whatever. If they lose, they lose. And shout out to whoever wins. But you think like you got Pop as the head coach.
I know. And a lot of talented guys. I was like, okay, who's coaching? Because their career is about to be over. Oh, it's the greatest basketball coach of the last 4 years.
Popovich?
Greg Popovich. Yikes. Never mind. Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back. And why is even God trending?
Because people are, it's in response to this news story about how a George Floyd mural was struck by lightning and like partially destroyed. And it's almost like, and again, all the trash ass racist Christians have come out to be like, even God is tired of hearing about George Floyd. Or even God has said there's enough of this stuff. Like, that's why it's trending. And it's mostly now that, like, people who realize what the trend is going on about, they're just clapping back with even God and then, like, showing times churches have been struck by lightning and caught fire because it's a very narrow logic that this is somehow an abomination that God had to strike down. It's so fucking dumb. But it's that's taking up a lot of air on the internet at the moment.
Why is that even a news story, like, writing about that? Like, what the... In the first place, how is that a story?
I don't know.
The reporters might not have a right-wing bias, but the people who write the headlines certainly find a way to just fucking twist everything to the right, I feel like.
Yeah. Then there's also, like, people are saying, like, maybe it's lightning. Maybe it was vandalism.
Jesus.
So that's not totally... known at the moment, at least at the time of the whatever loose reporting there is right now. But it's just, again, stupid culture war shit to just, not even culture war, just unbelievably untethered racism. But yeah, the internet.
Yes. Jerry O'Connell is trending because it is 1999. Jerry O'Connell is trending because he is replacing Sharon Osbourne on The Talk. He aww, seems like a charming guy. Seems lovely, right?
I guess. I mean, it's like been so long. I'm like, I'm confused by this. I'm like, is this a like for like trade? Like if we're on a sports team, is Sharon Osbourne, you're like, all right, man, let's sub out Osbourne, get Jerry O'Connell in there at the five. Like, I don't know. But I'm guessing maybe based on like the audience involved, like Jerry O'Connell still must have some kind of drawing power.
That's very, yeah. Would be like Sean Astin or like, you know, like who.
Right.
It's just an actor from like back in the day.
What is it? Please let us know. Anyone who understands the appeal of Jerry O'Connell, is it that he's like, is he squeaky clean?
I've heard him interviewed or like seen him do a podcast, maybe. I don't know. But I just remember him being like very like kind of bouncy and like positive and having a good sense of humor about himself. But
right.
Yeah, I think. I don't know. And he's like isn't he married to Rebecca Romaine Stamos, or was at one point?
Oh, really? I don't know. It's so hard. It's hard to keep up, Jack. Everyone's Rebecca Romaine Stamos O'Connell. Is that her
name? Well, can't wait to continue to not watch The Talk to find out.
Yeah, right.
Jason Sudeikis is trending because, I mean, he's nominated for a bunch of Emmys for Ted Lasso, show that I know you and I both haven't seen. So
I saw the first three episodes because I did that thing where I'm like, I gave Apple enough money already. I can't now pay for more content from y'all.
Yeah.
But I did remember I had like, cause I got an Apple Watch like a few months ago that I had like some just default sort of, subscription to Apple TV. So I watched the first, almost the whole season. And it's fun. I get the appeal. Like it's super wholesome. Like it's like it has a heart and it makes you feel optimistic. And I think given when it was coming out, like it was the kind of show that people could watch and feel good after watching rather than being like, everything's fucked. But really, all this has done is like brought up basically the internet's and pop culture's obsession with him and Olivia Wilde's like failed marriage because they split in November of 2020 and she left him for Harry Styles. And I saw headlines being like, to this day, Jason Sudeikis doesn't know, quote, why marriage failed with Olivia Wilde. And he's like in this GQ thing talking about all kinds of things about how he's like getting over it. Yeah, what is it?
I could help you out. Harry Styles is Harry Styles. He's like...
Do I have to say more? It's Harry Styles. That's apparently the Earth's one of the most desired people right now.
I'm a big Jason Sudeikis fan. When he was on SNL, huge, huge fan. Loved his work since. Seems like a really nice dude. And yo, man, I can enlighten you on why she left you for her Styles, bro. I was also at a child's birthday, 1 year old's birthday party with Harry Styles. This is getting to the level of a British coal gas study, the thing that I bring up the most, but I was there, did see Harry Styles, and I was like, you should leave me for him, to my wife.
What are you doing?
What are you doing with me? Go.
Are you dumb?
He was so nice to everyone. It was either like... He's going to like continue to have a big career and everybody be in love with him, or he was going to be like president of the world or something, because he just like makes everyone feel like he likes them and he's their friend. And
that's the most consistent anecdote I hear about anyone who's crossed paths with Harry Styles, is like he's actually one of the sweetest people I've ever met. I'm like, this guy's got it all, huh? God damn it. But they say in this story in GQ, he's talking about like this breakup and how it's affected him, and he said, I'll have a better understanding of why in a year, and an even better one in two, and even greater one in five. And then he goes on to say, it'll go from being, you know, the book of my life to becoming a chapter to a paragraph to a line to a word to a doodle. And then he says, goes on to say, that's an experience you either learn from or make excuses about the split. He says, you take some responsibility for it, hold yourself accountable for what you do, but then also endeavor to learn something beyond the obvious from it, which is that Harry Styles is hotter than you. And that could be it. I don't know. I don't know what the lesson is. Maybe he did do something.
Oh, did he say? No. Oh, beyond the obvious, which is Harry Styles. I would respect the fuck out of that.
It's like beyond the obvious. Like, obviously, I mean, I'm not out here trying to say, are you serious? But give me a shot, Olivia, please. I hope that our marriage was built on something more than, I guess, Jason's hot.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wear a mask, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.